and welcome yet another episode of Talkamania, and I'm your host Desmino with my tag team partner, that hot tag, J-Bomb. Say hello, J-Bomb.
Hot tag, that's a new one, man. How's it going, dude?
It's quite well. It's doing good now. I'm really happy we're here and we're producing more Talkamania, finally, at long last.
That was the most frustrating 48 hours spent of fucking troubleshooting bullshit.
We had it, and then like, oh no, we don't. We have it? No, we don't have it. We don't? Yes, we do. Technology's advancing. We're old folks. The methods that we were using to record our podcast, they weren't working anymore. I think it was some updates and stuff, so we had to find another method. We did that shit. It took at least 6 hours total to get through this, but we did it, folks, because we love you, and we love Talkamania, and we're back. You're not getting rid of us that easy.
Closer to 7 hours. We don't record face-to-face, so we're already at a disadvantage. And I just thought for the last year or so that we've been doing this that I just had better software than you. So I'm sorry, because I finally experienced the same problem that you had.
What was that problem?
I don't fucking know. Something to do with with Skype screwing up our Audacity recordings. It would just play with the volumes, change all the shit around. So for everybody who's used to getting her shit on Thursday mornings, I'm sorry.
But you know what? The good news is we are here. And, dude, the sound quality, it's a lot better. It's a lot more leveled. We're going to be coming in smooth and loud.
Discord is nice. You've used this program before. I've never used it.
Yeah, I have used it. I've used it for gaming. So, I mean, that's kind of it. We went through Skype, went through Google Hangouts. You know, we tried what we could. Was not working. The issue was still there. It was the levels, Jerry. They were controlling the levels. So now we're good. We're back. And we're ready to rock it.
I think we've connected the dots.
Connect the dots. La 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 la. Connect the dots. La 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 la.
But Discord, I always thought was for nerds. Because like, I've used Discord once to play games with buddies.
Dude, you're a nerd.
Yeah, but I know.
You're sitting there wearing glasses. Your room's decked out in Boston Bruins gear.
I can see the shit behind you right now. There's like a Raphael doll. There's a Shawn Michaels
doll.
Don't
call it a doll. It's an action figure, folks. Check it out. NECA, 1/4 size Raphael from the 1990 film. Those things are badass, man. That was not cheap, and it's beautiful.
It's a doll.
Oh, I play with my dolls.
That's okay. I got some dolls in my room, too, man.
So how's it going outside of our woes, man? I know you've been busy. I know you got hit with a small hurricane in your area.
Yeah, area. Montreal got like, I guess the closest thing we've had to a hurricane in, like, I don't know how many years there. But, yeah, no, it fucked my shit up. I got broken deck. I got water in my basement. And on the same morning, my daughter decided to throw up all over the backseat of my car.
Was it bad? Like, projectile? Like, a lot of vomit?
Have you ever smelt spoiled milk before?
That's Imagine. Well, I'm sure that, you know, it's spoiled breast milk, right?
Spoiled breast milk. And, like, right where the material meets the plastic, where the door is. All down the side.
And I'm telling you, folks, it's been a heat wave over here. So just think about that. That's been just sitting there baking in the sun.
I bought Febreze for the first time. Have you ever used Febreze?
Febreze is excellent.
Is it? I kind of think it smells like shit.
Well, I mean, I guess compared to like those really cheap, like 99 cent, you know, $1 cans, you get Febreze, it's $5. It's kind of the high end quality of the air fresheners. They're not great to begin with. But I don't know. For those of you who might be, you know, making smells or smoking something in the house. It's not too bad.
Ooh, I got my prescription.
You got your prescription?
I got my prescription.
Canadians getting prescriptions for legal marijuana. I don't have the prescription. He does, not me. Sorry, folks.
Guess how much weed I'm allowed to smoke?
Wow.
Like, take a daily amount. Guess how much I'm just surprised
they're capping you and giving you a daily limit. I mean, dude, really?
I'm allowed to smoke 90 grams a month. 3 grams a day.
Oh my god. So like Willie Nelson shit.
Dude, that's nuts. Like 3 grams a day. Like, look, when I used to smoke weed all the time, I would smoke enough. Like, I thought it was a lot of weed. I'd smoke like an ounce a week, but not 3 grams a day.
Remember the times when we were younger and you could like smoke a whole joint, you know, and function? And now it's like you take like 4 or 5 tokes and it's just like, oh shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I can't do that. I used to like, I like look through TVs now when I smoke weed.
I like it for like, you know, music, video games, just kind of chilling out and enjoying the sounds, the sights, the colors. You know, it's not bad for that, but
I can't play shooter games. Shooter games high? Fuck no. I'm scared shitless. Like, I tried playing PUBG the other day, Stone. Horrible. I suck at that game anyways. Let's get the ball rolling, boys. Dez, plug our shit.
Cool. So, do you guys know what you're listening to right now? Man, Talkamania. Not only are we Talkamania, we're the number one podcast on the internet.
Hell yeah.
In Montreal. And folks, follow us on Twitter, @_Talkamania. And dude, buy some merch, man. Right now, I'm wearing a really hot Talkamania t-shirt. Black, gold, purple. It's sexy. I'm actually rubbing my nipples slightly.
It's hot tea, bro. It's
really nice. But folks, check it out on our website. Well, not our website. ProWrestlingTees.com/Talkamania. So it kind of is our domain. Check our shit out. We got 4 t-shirts on there. Black and white. White and black. Tropical summer retro theme. It oozes of creativity and summer. Get it before summer's over. And we have the classic tee that I'm wearing right now that I love. So folks, check it out. Be a Talkamaniac. I'm thinking we should maybe come out with, like, you know, a holiday one or a Hulk Hogan yellow and red Hulkamaniac or Talkamaniacs one. You know, that could be cool too.
I don't know if Hulk Hogan is the greatest thing to be, you know, our shit off.
We have our logo, right? And it's kind of like the WrestleMania logo, right? Can we agree on that?
It's 100% the WrestleMania logo.
Well, exactly.
Way to be subtle, bro.
Don't tell the listeners. We don't want them to know. But Hulkamaniacs, right? We got Talkamaniacs, so it'd be kind of cool to have that shirt.
I kind of want to switch it to the Talkiverse. Would you be down to switch it to the Talkiverse? Yeah.
No. Talkamaniacs, man. Come on. Hulkamaniacs, yeah. Talkamaniacs. What do you guys think?
What do you guys think?
Talkamaniacs or whatever he said.
The Talkiverse.
That's terrible, man. That's terrible. That is just terrible.
All right, man. We got to talk about this. Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, the feud. I'm invested, bro. I'm invested. This is the best one of them. I don't know how you would say that. I'm more excited for, was this the fourth time they're going to fight?
I don't know, man. To me, it feels like it's the 100th, but whatever.
It's been good, man. That Paul Heyman promo was fire.
Yeah, I mean, Paul Heyman's great. And I think there's, you know, I thought it was like maybe 10-15% over the top, a little bit too much. But I must be wrong, because all over social media and all over the internet, all he's getting is praise. So I have to agree with the masses here, folks. Yes, Paul Heyman delivered an excellent promo. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, will
Brock
he...
talked.
Yeah, there's that
was cool.
Well, too.
That was very cool. He made Heyman look at Kurt Angle, was it?
He was just being abusive. I mean, you know, he was being abusive to Paul Heyman. Yeah, I mean, you have to wonder, right? The whole heavy rumor is that Brock's going to be leaving now after this match. So what happens for Paul Heyman? Does he take a long hiatus? You know, is there some way that they're going to weasel and actually, who knows, maybe Brock will win this match. Imagine he does. That'd
fucking
be crazy.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe there'll be a botched cash-in or something. Something's going to happen. Who knows? You know? So, I don't know. There's all kinds of possibilities, but interesting to see. And then, even if Brock Lesnar does move on, what happens to Paul Heyman? Does he take time off? Does he, you know, represent somebody else? And if he's going to represent somebody else, who's that person going to be?
All of Paul Heyman's guys have turned out to be shit. Not shit, but like dicks. CM Punk's a Paul Heyman guy, right?
Yeah. I was disappointed though, because for a brief moment he was a Cesaro's representative. So Cesaro was a Paul Heyman guy.
But Cesaro did go through a period where he was voicing his fucking displeasure on Twitter. You know what I mean? And I think Ryback was a Paul Heyman guy too, right?
I try to forget about Ryback.
I don't know. You know what? I went back. I was watching some shit on the WWE Network. Ryback was like a fucking main eventer. I didn't know that.
Well, there's a period in time where they're really investing a lot into him, and the crowd was really into the Feed Me More thing, and, you know, I guess it worked for a while.
Peanut butter mouth.
Yes, what you like to call him, peanut butter mouth, and yeah, I can kind of definitely see the peanut butter mouthness going on with that guy. But yeah, he was one who voiced his displeasure, kind of tried to fight for what was right, threatened to walk, and the WWE's like, okay, walk, and he walked, and that's it.
and we haven't seen him since.
Nope. No.
It's like my sex life. All right, man. KO, Braun Strowman. We were talking about this a few weeks back on the podcast. You were saying that you were really good. You were really thinking KO was going to win this. And we met for lunch in the city the other day, and you were telling me how your opinion has changed. Dez, tell the listeners why.
Well, so the main thing here is, right, there's this giant spoiler alert going all over the internet where in Hell in a Cell, it's going to be Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns, okay? So this is a big factor playing into who's going to win. You know, we've seen the WWE, sometimes they advertise matches that aren't going to happen, and they change things up. This is Hell in a Cell. It's not too far away, so there's a pretty big possibility this is going to happen. And, you know, that being the case, it's a good chance that Kevin Owens could win this match. And, you know, he could screw things up. Roman Reigns finally wins a title. Kevin Owens comes back, takes the title off Roman Reigns. They fight in Hell in a Cell. Seems like that could be a perfect way to fit that into that. But, you know, the more you think about it, you're like, well, the whole stipulation on this match is that if Braun loses by any means, this is any means, this is count out, this is disqualification, you know, this is anything basically, any way that he can lose, he will lose his briefcase. Now, how this stipulation came about, I mean, just kind of ridiculous. It's really not fair. It's kind of ridiculous. But at the same time, I've noticed over the past few weeks, Braun lost by count out. Braun lost by disqualification. So what's next week? Is he going to lose because he doesn't break the hold? I mean, it seems like they're highlighting all the possible ways that Braun could lose in his matchup against Kevin Owens. So for me, it's like, well, if they're showing these things now, then I don't think these are going to be the outcomes of that matchup. So how will he lose? So I don't think he'll lose by DQ now. I don't think he's going to lose by count out. You know, I don't know. Or maybe they will just be lazy and be like, yeah, it's one of those things. It was count out or it was DQ. But it seems like the fact they're showing all these things is kind of making us just see that Braun, oh, he can lose. He can lose by DQ. He can lose by count out. It might happen. And then he's just going to prevail. He's kind of been on the receiving end of things during this feud. So it's strange. And it also would be a big burn to Braun Strowman because they've been building him up a lot. You know, the greatest Royal Rumble too. And I know he doesn't need the briefcase. And I know inevitably he'll win the title. But I think it would be a bit rude and disrespectful, but I guess it doesn't matter. It's what's best for business. And I do believe KO basically winning it and screwing over Roman Reigns would be amazing. So I'm kind of okay with anything, but I feel like, you know, really, are they're really showing us he's going to be DQ'd or counted out? I'm not as sold that Braun Strowman is going to lose this match. So we'll see what happens next week.
It's a long fucking story. If I was Kevin Owens, and like I'm a bit of a skeezy guy, you know, I would just have somebody run out and hit me with a chair. And then boom, I get the fucking briefcase.
Wrestling semantics.
Yeah, fucking right. And we know Sami Zayn is definitely not ring ready. He had some pictures on Twitter this week. Right out of surgery on his shoulders.
Rotator cuff. Second surgery. 2 of 2. He's done. He's recovering, folks, but it's going to be a ways away. So
I've hurt my rotator cuff before. It is not fun.
Don't lie. You've done nothing of the sort.
I have. I golfed. I'll tell you the story.
I'll show you. Yeah, okay.
No, I golfed backwards. It's all fucking beers. Beers, man. We got Ronda Rousey, Alicia. I always want to call her Alicia Keys. Alicia Fox.
That's like me with Liv Tyler, right?
So fucking Ronda Rousey, Alicia Fox, main event of Raw, pretty good. I enjoyed it. The internet seemed to enjoy it. I think from Raw it was probably one of the more memorable things outside of the Paul Heyman promo.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of hyped this up to be her first match on Raw. And I think considering the fact that it was her first match on Raw, when she came out, I just didn't feel the crowd was super excited and super into it. You know, Alicia Fox, I like her. I like having her in the main event. I think that's awesome. Lots of respect for her to have this match with Ronda. You know, part of me kind of wonders if WWE was playing kind of, I don't know, like, you know, remember the fact that Alicia Fox kind of got in a fight with Ronda Rousey's husband? You know, I just kind of feel like maybe now she's kind of, they're getting a little bit of payback on Alicia Fox. So I don't know. It was kind of weird. I thought it was funny the choice of the opponent. And I think they could have really made a bigger impact if it was somebody like Sasha Banks or Bayley, but it doesn't work in the storyline. Yeah, I just think it would have been cool. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we knew she was going to win, so they're obviously going to give her a safe opponent. Alicia Fox was obviously going to lose this match.
Obviously.
Obviously. Well, I mean, I like the
she
match.
She ragdolled the shit out of her.
She ragdolled the shit out of her. She played really, she worked really, really, really stiff. Those kind of hip tosses, those judo throws. That's kind of what I was saying. Like, it just kind of felt like there was a little bit more personal emphasis behind a lot of the way she was really stiff.
I think she's going to fuck like Alexa up. Like, really, it's going to be a stiff match.
Well, I'm just trying to think, like, is there any possible way, like, how could Alexa Bliss walk out of this match?
That ass, man.
Or with okay.
That ass, man.
Yeah. She's going to win with the ass?
I don't, maybe. She should be doing Naomi's butt move.
Oh, the twerking.
No, like when she jumps up and hits her in the face with her ass. Oh, like Asuka kind of does it
too. Well, she's tiny. Yeah, the butt. Yeah, the butt attack.
Yeah, but Alexa Bliss's ass is.
Sure.
Yep.
I just don't really see a scenario where Alexa Bliss can, you know, possibly walk out of this with the title. So I have to think that inevitably that Ronda's going to win this match.
Rollins and Ziggler. I'm pretty fucking tired of it already.
Well, the whole thing's been a tease leading up for Dean Ambrose. And this week we saw Rollins. He's forced to find a partner in the tag match because he wants to take on Drew and he wants to take on Ziggler. So find your tag team partner. And you know what I thought was funny? We have Tyler Breeze trying to get in with Rollins, getting in the match. And obviously, you know, it was just kind of to get him in a backstage segment. But I was thinking, man, I would have been so down for Seth Rollins and Tyler Breeze taking them on. That would have been awesome. It would have been great for Breeze at the same time. And just kind of
what's Breeze been up to?
Not much because Fandango's injured. But
yeah,
I was thinking how cool it could be if, like, you know, he's frustrated or something because sometimes he wrestles for NXT. Well, what they should do is they should send him down to NXT while Fandango is healing up. And then he kind of has a run in NXT. He puts on great matches. I'm pretty sure he could do really well down there again. And then when Fandango comes back, maybe he can even do some tag team in the NXT, you know, and then it kind of, I don't know, I just want to see these guys do something. And like, it shouldn't be such a bad thing to be on NXT. And we've talked about it before. It kind of could be a good thing to have people from the main roster be able to move up and down. I don't know.
I miss them. That was awesome.
I know.
Fashion Files was the shit.
I know, folks. Saying that NXT is not the answer.
Where's Dango?
That's it, man. Where is my Brizango?
Brizango. So I noticed that this feud between AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, people are enjoying it. I mean, yeah, Samoa Joe, he's freaking awesome on the mic. I don't know, man. I'm just not buying into it in the sense that, like, they're trying to go personal with, like, out crossing any lines. And, like, you mentioned it. I don't know if you mentioned it on the podcast or just us talking. It was like, they're never in the ring together. Not that they have to wrestle, but they're never, like, both on SmackDown that week. So it's kind of a little bit lame. But it's just, like, throw some vignettes in there, you know? Like, have Joe beating the shit out of somebody. And then AJ Styles pop on the Titantron and, like, doing something to, I don't know, his family or just not to his family, you know what I mean? Just like kind of like...
Got them in the basement, tied up.
No, okay, maybe it'd be the other way around. Let's say Samoa Joe pops on the Titantron during some AJ Styles fucking jobber match and he's just like outside of his kid's school.
And oh my just, God, are you no, crazy?
He's just outside of his kid's school. Like, come on.
He's not doing anything. He's allowed he's to be not. There.
But he's just looking at AJ going like, I know where your fucking
mind games,
is.
Right?
Yeah, mind games. There you go. And like, you know, oh, AJ boy. Runs to the back thinking that Samoa Joe's back there. But
at the school in the backstage?
You know what I mean? Fuck.
He set up a school backstage, folks.
I'm just not but buying it, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's
I agree. I think the buildup for this feud's been lackluster. I think these are two opponents that have history and they could be doing a lot more with it. They're each exchanging promos and haven't really done anything physical in the ring too much as of late.
That part I like.
Well, AJ, and even in general, when's the last time he wrestled on SmackDown? I mean, I think he wrestled in a dark match. You don't see him wrestle on SmackDown very much these days. But yeah,
I'm
I don't
cool
know.
With that. You know what? I got to stop you. I'm okay with that, man. I don't think the champion should have to fight on Raw or SmackDown. I think it's dumb if they do. Especially if it's a non-title match. It's like, I'm the fucking champion. How can you be beaten? Like, they did that a lot in the women's division where the champion would be beaten. Like, Carmella was beaten by Charlotte. It's like, it's fucking stupid. Like, they're trying to be, like, they're a fake sport. They're trying to be a real sport. They have all these tournaments and who's going to be the number one contender and all this crap. But, like, in the UFC, there's no non-title championship fight. Like, no champion's going to fight somebody not for their title. Like, it's just never going to happen.
Well, I guess they always want to show the fans that, like, oh, this guy, he actually pinned the champion. He can actually maybe win the title, and it makes you have a belief in your heart, you know?
Fuck
and then,
that. Have them always, like, battling it out for number one contender. Like, I don't know, man. That's just how I see it. I just find it really, really odd that champions can lose on Raw and SmackDown, and all you have to do is not lose at a pay-per-view. Just,
well, there could be title matches on SmackDown or Raw.
But they never lose those ones. Ever. Unless you're Sasha Banks. And then she loses all the time.
I like.
Yeah. Fuck Sasha Banks. Actually, I kind of like Sasha. I don't know. I'm indifferent with her.
I'm indifferent too. I mean, she's good. I mean, I think she's a little bit overrated. And
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Daniel Bryan attacking The Miz. On set of Miz.
So you're telling me that he paid for a ticket to fly all the
obviously
way to set.
Obviously they weren't there. It looked similar to the
hotel
that Enzo got his ass
kicked. I know I'm
thinking
too deep into this, folks, but you know, we got a ticket just to fly over there to attack him for like a minute or two, and then
yeah,
what? The Miz runs out of the room and he just kind of hobbles out of there and goes back to the airport. Like, what happens next?
Well, okay, when I hope there comes a day, and we'll talk about this in a bit. If Daniel Bryan does resign, I hope there comes a day after he, you know, I'm talking years down the line where Daniel Bryan can have some fun with his career. And every time he gets hit, he can kind of be like, no, not my head. Watch my concussion. Because like that would have been a perfect time for it. Because they smashed,
They had a gimmick. Daniel Bryan had a gimmick. Or every time he got hit in the head, he was like, no, no.
And like Brie was like, no. Not his head. Like how my mom is with my ear.
Yeah. Jason. Jason. You know how many times growing up, folks, I heard that.
Jason. Watch his ear. By the way, I have a hole in my eardrum. I'm almost
But you know what?
Ear.
You right. said that the most. I remember so many times growing up, we'd be around, I don't know, water, throwing things around our pool. Watch my ear.
Dude.
Sometimes it'd be ridiculous. Sometimes it'd be ridiculous things.
Okay,
too.
Hold on. Let's relax here. The other day, I was at our buddy Josh's house, and he was playing with my son in the water. And I was trying to be cool. Okay, there was a couple people there. I was trying to be cool. And he literally splashed me with like a raindrop. Fucking ear infection, man.
No way.
Yeah, and he like even when he did it, I was like, oh, my ear. He's like, oh, you're such a pussy. And I'm like, yeah, I am a pussy. I have fragile fucking ears. I have an inner ear problem. And I was at the hospital today getting it checked. Yeah. I have an ear infection.
Are you one of those like, hypochondriacs? Like you think, I hope I got that right.
Dude, I have a hole in my eardrum. Like, it's legit.
Well, why did you get it there? Stop putting things in your ears.
It's all the dicks. Okay, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair. Let's get back on track. I'm enjoying it. It's pretty good. Backstage stuff is good. They have good chemistry. It's not super awkward like Sasha and Bayley.
Yeah, I was sad to see what happened to Becky. But folks, it's happened. So now I'm just trying to make the best out of it and just hoping for like Becky to beat the crap out of Charlotte or do something interesting. I just hope that it's not like Charlotte wins a title at SummerSlam.
There's no way. Actually, you know what? She probably will win the title at SummerSlam. But I think Becky, like as fans, we're going to be the ones who win because she's going to win the title. Becky's going to congratulate her, raise her arm, you're the best one, and then she's going to disarm that bitch.
Cool. I'd be down with that. And then, you know, we're going to Hell in a Cell. So seeing those two in a Hell in a Cell match, let's do it. Let's do it, folks.
I don't like the tea thing.
It's overdone. Yeah. They do it every chance they get.
Thing.
You watch. You're going to see soon, folks. They're going to have tea t-shirts. T-shirts.
Damn. Oops. I hit the wrong one here. I'm going to stop that as soon as possible. That's what I was going for.
Technology, folks.
Yeah, it's been fucking us for 2 days straight.
Dude, it's a late night just to give you insight, so bear with us, folks. You know, we're doing the best we can here. We're doing the best we can.
We're old, man. What time do you go to bed usually?
I am late. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm not that late, but I think it's late. 12:30-ish kind of guy.
I'm a like 9:45 rolling to bed kind of guy.
He's got two kids.
I got two kids.
He's got two kids, this guy. I got none. I got two cats. So that's how sad I am. got two cats.
You have more than two cats, dude. You're like a cat, dude.
No, no, I don't. I got two cats, and there's a cat that lives outside. He's like a neighborhood cat that kind of hangs around, and I feed him sometimes. He's a 0.5 of a cat at most.
She's got pussy, like, lying around.
Yeah, yeah, but not the kind I like.
I don't have a boom-ch. I wish I had a boom-ch. The B team, though, has a new theme. It was weird. I think it's going to work. I think it's going to grow on me.
Yeah, you got to give it a few weeks. I remember how much I ragged on Nakamura's theme when he changed it. And I think I like his theme now. I guess I'm more used to it. Mm-hmm. This is kind of... I was just hoping the B team would turn into like a badass team and, you know, become more serious and a contender. Like, these are two guys that if you put them against the Authors of Pain, if you put them against the Bludgeon Brothers, New Day, they can't even hang with those guys.
Fucking dead ass, man.
So I'm hoping that they were going to build them up, but with that theme song, I was just like, oh, nope, they're going the comedy route all the way. So, okay, well, we'll see what happens. Maybe the theme will grow on me, but dude, it's stupid. I mean, they should have stuck with the theme they had for the past few weeks, if anything, but...
I agree. The theme put them overly stupid, because it's really, really stupid, but I'm cool with them being just like a comedic act, and... The tag team division on Raw is pretty pathetic, so I'm in.
Tag team division in general, like on both shows, I thought were pretty terrible for quite some time. And then as soon as the bar came back and we started getting the Uso New Day bar matches, then it's, oh.
Yeah, you love that. Christ, man. Made a bad dance back
there. Yeah. The bar versus New Day was amazing. It was, you know, I'm not going to say it was match of the year, but it was a very, very good tag team and one of the better tag teams we've seen on SmackDown in a very long time. Both teams brought it. I was hoping the bar was going to win, but I'm not upset. Good match by the New Day. Good match by the bar. A lot of false finishes. Usually you get to a point where you're just like, too many false finishes, but you really thought they would end the match, and they even got me a few times. So it was cool. I liked it.
They great. Even got you a few times?
New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers at SummerSlam, folks. And it was cool. We got to see the Bludgeon Brothers on SmackDown finally again against Jobbers. Jeez, if you want to build this team up going to SummerSlam, give them a Sanity. Why not? Why not do Bludgeon Brothers versus Sanity right now in parallel going into SummerSlam?
Who's Bludgeon Brothers fighting? Either, I guess, New Day?
They're now fighting New Day at SummerSlam, yes.
So does that mean the bar is going to fight Sanity?
Maybe. I mean, you know, pre-show? But then that just means Sanity's going to go over on the bar because... That's just the way it's going to go. So it just hurts.
Whatever. I was thinking about this the other day. These NXT call-ups that everybody gets all pissed off about when they're not winning, honestly. Apart from a few superstars that come from NXT, I don't think all of them should... I think they should pay their dues is what I'm trying to say.
I don't mind that fact, but it's just... Don't call the people up when there's not a spot in the 2 hours to put them in there. You know, like... I don't know. Just they could be doing more on NXT than being on SmackDown once every 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes, but then there's no more growth on NXT, and I think that WWE is trying to gather
some matches you might be missing out. Like, say Sami Zayn stuck there because Sami Zayn. I mean, he's had.
Oh no, I'll agree with you on these terms, but I'm saying from a business perspective, if Vince McMahon is collecting all the indie guys, he needs spots for them in NXT.
Hmm. It's like one of those like eel masterminds that like collects wrestlers and then puts them in a glass jar on a shelf and they're trapped there. Or it's like I'm collecting them all. Kenny Omega will be mine.
Oh man, oh man. And the indie people who listen—well, they don't listen to our show because we hardly talk about it. But Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks and the WWE—I know indie people would be pissed off about it. I fucking want it.
I feel like it's going to happen inevitably. I just feel like it's inevitable, but maybe I'm wrong.
It's inevitably inevitable?
I don't know. Kenny and the Young Bucks have often said they're happy doing what they're doing, the schedule that they have, the freedom they have. They wouldn't want to go to WWE. It's very well possible, but who knows, man? If they actually get that offer, who knows what they'll do? It's got to be on every wrestler's bucket list, or at least like, you know, I'm sure everybody kind of wants to be part of the WWE, I would think.
Bro.
Everyone has a price for the $1 million man.
Ruby Riott is back. Ruby's back.
Riott's, yeah, for sure.
And, dude, come on. The Sami Zayn return, it was literally like a carbon copy. Black sweater, pull somebody out of the way.
I didn't think of that in the shadows of
the most well-lit arena ever.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think of that. Yeah. And it's funny because we had the Riott Squad who was really benefiting from Ruby's absence. You know, even Sarah Logan was looking a lot better in the ring.
And it's like she's been like laying off the Crocs. You know?
Maybe that's it. But then all of a sudden Ruby comes back right as they pick up the most momentum and they're, you know, they have that swing and Ruby's back. So we'll see what happens, folks. I mean, maybe it's going to help the team as a whole because they'll be a lot stronger and better now moving forward. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe Ruby's going to steal the spotlight.
Well, she's singles, right? And like you said, you're noticing there's a lot more tag teams in the women's division. A lot more women's
tag teams, absolutely. Iconic. Charlotte, Becky, Sasha, Bayley. I mean, we're seeing them. So I think gearing towards the tag team titles for the women.
Dude, I hope that Charlotte doesn't retain. Sorry, I hope Carmella doesn't retain just so Becky and Charlotte can become a tag team. No.
I could see Carmella walking out with a title. It's going to be something like, so? Who knows? Carmella and Becky might have like a misunderstanding, and then all of a sudden, like Carmella picks up the win, and it's kind of like she takes advantage of a wedge between them during the match, maybe? Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what direction they take. That's going to be one that's going to be harder to kind of figure out where it's going to go. You kept thinking that the WWE was done with Carmella being champion, but they keep rolling with it, so who knows?
That R-Truth shit with Ty Dillinger about pinning Carmella, about not speaking Japanese. This is great TV, man. SmackDown is hitting on all levels, dude. They have like every single match that they have at SummerSlam, I'm invested in the feud. And then they have stuff like that in the filler segments that are just like knocking them straight out of the park. Like, yeah, SmackDown's untouchable.
SmackDown did a very good job this week all around. I thought the show was entertaining. I mean, I know there's a fact I like to think in the back of my mind that it's 2 hours. So they put the best of, you know, what they have in that 2 hours as opposed to 3 hours with Raw. That's a good thing and a bad thing. You get good content, but there's people who get left out. But I'm not entirely against having certain superstars appear certain weeks. It makes you wanting more and tuning in to see who's going to be there. But yeah, SmackDown was hitting on some high notes. And the R-Truth segment backstage was very funny. He's always playing stupid. It seemingly, for me at least, doesn't get old. It was cool, you know? R-Truth hasn't got picked up a win since he's been back. I don't even know when the last time he's picked up a win is. But we all know the role that R-Truth fills. And the guy never ages.
I will never retire!
It might be the case.
At least
he looks great.
They gave him, they threw him Nakamura on SmackDown. Yeah, there's not a lot of matches on SmackDown. Yeah. So,
hey, man, did you see the pre-op photo he took before he had his surgery of his like collarbone poking out of his flesh? It was disgusting, man.
Who, R-Truth?
So nasty, yeah. He posted a picture of the surgery that he had. He was out for a while because I think it was his collarbone or his shoulder, and he had like a bone that was like pushing out, and it was almost breaking through his skin. It was so gross, folks.
Dude, check it out if you
want to feel all nauseous and stuff.
No, throw it on the Twitter.
We'll throw it on Twitter.
You know what we need? You know what we need on the show? We need like an assistant.
I thought you were my assistant.
Maybe. The way I've been working for the last 2 days trying to figure all this shit out. Actually, you've been pretty helpful. You've been my like lab rat? Sitting there while I test a million different things.
Guinea pig lab rat.
Guinea pig. What do you like to be called?
Mike or Desmino? That sounds good.
Salty Des. Actually, you're not that salty this week. Rusev Day. Another good... I like the segment. It was right.
Lazy. Lazy.
I know, but it's a slow burn, thing. Man.
It's been I remember even when we were in Montreal a month or two ago, they were already starting to kind of work. Yeah, it was May? May, I think.
May.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's August, man. Yeah. It's over.
I know. Summer's... But, dude, it's been so humid. Like, I'm okay. I kind of want the cooler weather to come. Like, I hate...
Oh, come on. Shut the fuck up. Don't you
say it. I'm tired of sweating all the time.
And
I'm not even fat like you, so, you know.
I'm in AC, bro. Are you in AC right now?
Not the upstairs of my house. It's broken. The downstairs is, so I can't wait to get down into there. So, shut the fuck up so I can keep talking and get this over with.
So Chris Rucker noticed something that you noticed on Twitter. He made a little bit of jab at you for noticing Lana's eyes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Like, I understand if you're like, look at her blouse, look at her shoes. But, like, they, you know when Jeff Hardy's eyes, like, when he didn't have pupils, like, it stood out. It was significant. It was, like, very, like, you know when Rollins came out at WrestleMania, he had the blue eyes on? It was kind of close to that level. Like,
yeah.
I know she has darker eyes, but this is just, like, I don't know. It stood out. And it wasn't just like, oh, look at her eyes. It was like, oh, her eyes look different.
I mean, something I could look at a girl's eyes.
I've been studying her face and there was something different. I'm like, and it's me looking at her. I appreciate a nice face. I appreciate a nice pair of eyes. I appreciate a nice pair of, you know, breasts.
Do you want a massage?
Ooh. From Lana? For sure. Why not? Hell yeah.
Fucking right. Fucking right. But anyways, yeah, don't getting back to the actual storyline. Aiden English told to stay backstage. Came back down
again. Kinda, that was the lazy part. We didn't want. I don't want to see the same thing again. I was saying to you, and you actually said the same thing to me. It was so funny. Well, I tweeted about it, and then you talked to me about it. And we both had the same idea. What should have happened was there should have been a beatdown during the match. Rusev and Lana laid out, and then they get mad that Aiden didn't come down to the ring.
Yeah, mixed signals.
Yeah, mixed signals, folks. Mixed signals. I thought that would have been really funny. So it just felt it was a bit lazy. And I don't know, what are we getting? Are we going to get like a mixed tag team match going into SummerSlam with Almas and Zelina? Or are we going to get Rusev versus Aiden? Like what's going to happen?
There's only a week left, right? One week?
Yeah.
It's got to be fast. But you know what?
Something's going to happen next week, I believe, folks. It's going
to
happen.
I'm cool with a three-peat, man. If I get to see Zelina Vega on SmackDown again in her wrestling attire...
They might put them in a tag team match against each other, and they're going to keep dragging on this Aiden thing into SummerSlam and after SummerSlam.
Yeah, after SummerSlam, I mean.
Hell in a Cell, maybe? Wow, imagine those two in a Hell in a Cell. They should put everything in the Hell in a Cell during a Hell in a Cell. Everything.
No. They should not do that. I think rotted in 1 week, or 1 month, or one pay-per-view, sorry.
I think it'd be tough for the fans that are there live. You get to look through the steel grating, but...
Too many Hell in a Cells make Hell in a Cell not special. They should do that only
okay,
first three
okay,
months.
I'll meet you halfway. I agree. It might be a ridiculous idea. It's been a long night, you know. I'm starting to fantasize and dream all over the place here, folks. But at least one match. We look at Extreme Rules, right? What there was like one or two matches that had any kind of Extreme Rules to it. Hell in a Cell, at least give us like two
maximum.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
A men's and a woman's. That's me. Men's and women's. Men's and women's. So you got some news for us, Des. So we're going to rip into it. This is a new segment. Week two.
All right, J-Bomb. I got some wrestling news for you. So one big piece of news a couple months ago. Big Cass leaving the WWE. So, what's the last you've heard of Big Cass?
I don't know what the last I heard of him, but if I'm going to guess, he's
I don't care what you have to say. So, Big Cass is on the wrestling scene once again, folks, but guess what he's changed his name to? So, people would think Colin Cassidy or something to that matter. This guy is lazy as balls. Big Cass is now Big Kaz with two Z's. Big Kaz. Big Kaz.
He's going to get fucking sued.
It's funny, and it's funny because the poster they put him on, they're like, "Oh, I guess that's good enough." I don't know. It was like Taz. Remember Taz had one Z and then had to have two Z's. But the poster that I saw him on, he looked so out of shape. It's like, where is he
fighting?
It's such an unflattering photo. I don't know. I don't really care that much. It's just some event. There's some other wrestlers there. They said, "Hey, Big Cass, let's change his name to Big Cass." The guy hasn't even updated his Twitter profile. It still says WWE Superstar. So the guy's living. He's living in the past. But folks, Big Kaz, check him out. He's on the indie scene, and you know, you can check him out.
Check him out. He sucked in WWE.
So heavy rumors now, Rey Mysterio. I'm not saying when he will return, but it's almost confirmed that at some point he will return. He had an interview recently where he said that he wants to have one more chapter, one more run in his career in the WWE before he retires, folks. So... we've heard a lot of rumblings of signings. WWE's trying to go hard off after a lot of indie stars. Kenny Omega being on that list as well, too, folks. So keep your eye open. There may be some signings. Mysterio might be on his way back into the WWE. Those of you following NXT, we know Aleister Black has been injured. I think he injured his nuts, his balls, his crotch, wherever he had to go. I don't know whatever it was. Had some surgery, got it all patched up nice and clean, folks. But at NXT TakeOver, we're not going to be see Aleister Black part of this match. He's going to be on the sidelines when we see Johnny Gargano take on Ciampa for the NXT title.
Now they should throw Matt Riddle in.
That'd be great. I mean, we just reported last week that Matt Riddle did sign with the WWE. Expect him to be in the audience in attendance at TakeOver. But hey, have him interfere, have him be involved. That'd be fantastic. But I think ultimately people want to see Gargano and Ciampa one more time. So we'll see. We'll see, folks. Kane. Guys, this guy is the mayor of Knox County. He won the election. So I'm wondering, does that kind of take him away from WWE things? What do you think? Do you think he's going to come back and have some matches while he's mayor? Do you think that's a smart idea, a dumb idea?
Who cares what I think? It's what I want.
That'd be cool.
Bye.
He should come out with like a mayor shirt with his mask and his long hair hanging down. Or you know what? Kane should come out with his cane, with his mask on and his long hair with a shirt that says like Glenn Jacobs for, you know, mayor of Knox County.
No, no, he should just come out and be like, whoa, like how we thought Baron should be controlling things. Hey, no, guys, I'm the mayor.
That'd be great.
I'm the mayor.
He should change large laws. Like, he kicks a man out of the arena. He's like,
oh, fuck.
Great.
I've never seen like a mayor get so much goddamn coverage.
Hey, well, good for him, you know. People said he couldn't do it, and he did it. But Kane, yeah, old school. He's been around for quite some time.
You know when he walked up to accept? They played
his Kane music was playing, yeah.
And it was his cool Kane music with the lyrics.
So there's been some rumblings and some rumors, folks, that Hulk Hogan has been recording some NWO footage with Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. Don't know what it is, but Hogan's been teasing that something large or something big or something monumental is going to be announced in October around the same time of the Evolution Women pay-per-view. And we don't know what it is, but apparently they were there filming something. They took some time to talk to some fans, take some photos, sign some oddies, and yeah, so something new NWO. I'm guessing it's a DVD. That's my guess. Hmm.
A DVD or an STD. They're all a bunch of dirty fucks.
Got a fun fact for you, boy. So Harper, Rowan, SmackDown tag.
I thought it had
champions.
Something to do with STDs, bro.
No. I wouldn't tell you. Harper and Rowan, right? I was reading a story. It's interesting. I read an interview with Rowan. Harper. He's not. It's just Harper now, right? Harper.
It changes week to week.
So Harper basically was saying how when him and Rowan were still first paired together, they did not get along at all. They had a room together. Rowan's apparently was too large. He took up too much room. He snored a lot. And eventually Harper said, "Fuck this. If we're gonna work together, let's get along." And this is not a story, folks. I don't know. I just, you know, yay.
That's like the kettle calling the teapot black or however the fuck that saying goes. Harper's huge.
I just thought it was cool. I read it and I was like, oh, these guys are tag team. It's kind of cool. You hear a lot of these stories. Sheamus and Cesaro was very similar, right? They didn't get along actually that well. And now they genuinely are really good friends in real life. So it's kind of interesting to see when you have these two people that are put together as tag team partners that, you know, it's, you know, you got to spend a lot of time with that person. So you got to learn to like them.
Scotty Too Hotty and Brian Christopher. Did you read about that? Scotty posted they didn't really have anything in common. They didn't room together. They didn't drive together. They were just different people outside of the ring. So yeah, no, it's definitely interesting. It's like me and you. Like, we don't really like each other. We have to do this fucking podcast together every week.
I don't know why you chose me, so sure.
You chose me.
It's interesting you talk about Scotty Too Hotty, too, because, like, I knew that Jerry Lawler came out with some, you know, some press and some other people did, but I was waiting to hear from Scotty Too Hotty being his tag team partner if he was going to release a statement, and I don't know if what you're saying means he has, I have yet to read anything from him.
I think it was a tweet on the Twitter machine.
And he's like, I don't know this guy?
No, he's like, my condolences, blah, blah, blah. I feel horrible for the family. I'm going to miss him. And it was like, even though we didn't this, even though we didn't that, even though we didn't this, my
he's
heart reaches
himself.
Embrace.
He's like, I'm not, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Sad story, yeah. Though. I
very
hate
sad
that
story.
Shit.
I mean, the fact that the guy was in confinement for so long, too, like, I don't understand. There must be more to the story, because if he just gets busted for, like, DUI or driving with without a license. Like, why would you put this guy in solitary confinement for, like, I think it was like 20 plus days. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Was it solitary confinement?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, you know, I don't know how much of it's hearsay, but that's what I've been hearing a lot, and they're investigating it. I'm sure we'll find out more in the coming weeks, months, years. But sad story, and man, there's not much more you can say about it than that. I got a bit of more sad news. John Cena may be returning sooner than later.
That's not sad. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's some videos of him online, right? He dropped like 20 pounds. So he's getting ready for a new movie party. Still ripped as hell. He grows hair out a little bit. But he is saying that he's introducing the sixth move of doom into his repertoire. And it is more effective than the attitude adjustment.
So, what is the sixth move of doom?
I don't know. Apparently he's got a new finisher or a new move. So he's going to be showing us sooner or later.
He needs a fucking heel turn. Maybe that's what the sixth move of doom is.
Maybe it's a big sleeper hold. It'll put it to sleep. But I'm interested to see. I mean, you know, but I don't know. The heavy rumor is it's going to be Cena versus Undertaker in a rematch. So,
At SummerSlam?
I don't think at this point. I think we only have 1 week to go, right? So I don't think it would be kind of silly to rush into this. But, hey, who knows? They could put it on the card. It could have a lot of last-minute buy-ins from people. Oh, snap, you know? Maybe Cena will get squashed again.
Maybe.
All right. So on the final note, we had the Mae Young Classic starting this week. I'm really excited for this tournament. I really enjoyed it last year. We had Kairi Sane beat Shayna Baszler in the final to win it. This year, a lot of interesting things going on. We have a really big favorite, Toni Storm, in it this year. Io Shirai as well, too. These are two large names. Caitlyn is returning. She used to be part of the roster years ago. She has a bit of a story. Mia Yim's there. Mercedes Martinez. So we're seeing a lot of interesting names there. Really exciting. They started recording, and we'll start hopefully being able to see it on the WWE Network soon. And you know what? I'll be trying to cover it a little bit each week. Give me a little bit of insight, the highlights, what's been going on, and some matches to check out, folks. Because I know Jay was a little bit of a douche and didn't watch it last year. So I'm going to be telling him, man, which matches to check out. I'll be telling you guys what matches to check out, and I'll be keeping you up to date. And one thing I'm really excited for is they announced the announced team for this. Beth Phoenix, Renee Young. Sadly, there's Michael Cole, but, you know.
No. Yeah. No, he's not. At the Mae Young?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of Renee Young, there was an announcement this week that she will be part of the broadcast team for Raw. I guess they're having a lot more faith in her. They want to try her out on Raw and see how she does. Obviously, probably to give her, I guess, more experience on the commentating table as well, too. But I'm excited. I'm excited.
Michael Cole is going to be commentating a Mae Young Classic.
Shame.
That's shameful.
Shame.
Shame. Disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because he's so, I guess, experienced that they want to put these two ladies with somebody who can kind of help bail them out if need be. I mean,
bail them out. They'll be bailing him out. He's a moron.
I'm not a huge Michael Cole fan. I guess I can see where you're coming from.
He's horrible. Horrible.
Two last pieces of news, folks. Jason Jordan, supposed to be back from injury. People are wondering, what's going on with this guy? Why is he not back yet? Is he going to be the one showing up to be Seth Rollins' partner? You know, what's going on? Gable as well, too. People thought Jason Jordan would be coming back to tag with him. So some news released today that his recovery is not going as smoothly as possible. He had a neck injury and he had surgery. So he was supposed to be back in July, actually, and it seems like things have slowed down and delayed. We might see a little bit more of a delay on his return. So, I mean, I'm sure most of you aren't really, you know, crying over it too badly, but Jason Jordan is on the mend, but not ready to return just yet.
I don't think anybody's going to miss him.
I know you're going to miss him. You would be texting me about Jason Jordan all the time and saying how much you liked his, you liked him. Liked his bum.
What is there to like about Jason Jordan?
I don't know. You always told me it was his bum, so.
I don't even know what to say to that. I have no idea what to say to that.
All right, folks. Those of you who've been following Lost between CM Punk and the WWE doctor know that CM Punk walked out of that court case a winner, winner, chicken dinner. But it's not over for CM Punk and his court adventures because Colt Cabana, his former amigo, compadre, best friend, is now suing CM Punk. Get that, folks. Isn't that crazy? Come on. Be friends. Love each other. What's going on? So apparently CM Punk had texted or sent a message to Colt Cabana at some point saying, hey, we're going to this court case. 100% of the legal bills are going to be covered. Don't worry about it. Well, when it came down to it, Punk's not backing up his words, and it left Colt Cabana with a bill of $513,736.
What? $500,000?
Yeah, essentially $500,000. So it's crazy. You go to court, you defend yourself, you're successful, and then you got to pay legal bills for defending yourself. Like, I guess I've never been sued, but that's intense. That's pretty crazy. So anyways, Punk basically ended up telling Cole, like, look, I'll pay for half, and then you can pay the $250,000 or, you know, give or take. You're on your own, essentially. So Colt Cabana is now suing him for $200,000 in general damages and $1 million in punitive and exemplary damages. Ooh, I don't think they're going to be hanging out anytime soon. That's too bad, so sad.
Yeah, it's probably going to cost him $500,000 to sue him again.
Yeah, I know. And then who's going to pay the legal fees for going to court? You know, I guess that's the $1 million he's going to get. I guess that's going to go towards his legal fees.
Yeah, probably.
But like, dude, I mean, like, I don't know. You're going into a court case, like, you're defending yourselves together. And it's basically like, look, I'll pay for the, like, Punk didn't need to pay for the legal fees. He didn't have to pay for 100% of them. And he's taking him literally for his word and holding him to it and suing his friend for it. So I don't know what to think. I'm sure there could be more to it than that. But and I know, yeah, he said he'd pay them, but come on, you know, he didn't need to pay them. But maybe I don't know the full story yet. And we'll find out soon, folks, because that's breaking news. And that's another news session with Desmino.
So that wraps up another episode of Talkmania. That was a late one, man. That was definitely a late one. Tough one to get through as far as it goes for
staying
awake.
It was a tough one,
awake.
Folks. Thanks for bearing with us on this adventure and this podcastic journey. J-Bomb and I have been working really hard to get things fixed. It's a late night. I know we're not always on our games this late at night. We're old guys. And, well, I got to tell you that I've been drinking. So
I could tell by your face. How many beers are you down?
I haven't had any beer. I've just had a couple of gin and tonics.
Ooh, supersonic, yeah. Gin and tonics. Guys, @_Talkmania, prowrestlingtees.com/Talkmania. Buy a t-shirt. Support your brothers. And we're going to be back next week with a prediction show for
SummerSlam.
Oh,
it's going to be great. We have some exciting things to look
forward to. We're
going to
have a guest on the episode. We've talked about him for the last few weeks. And we are going to beat the shit out of those dudes at the Irish Whip podcast. Fuck the both of them if they're listening, if they got this deep into the Impact. Suck it!
Canadians aren't always polite, motherfucker.
J-Bomb out. Des, say bye.
Have a happy Rusev Day.
Suckers walk!
Yeah! So many beers.